The news that my father was dying was devastating. I had to find a way to reconcile. I could not live with myself otherwise. Mama said to try at the concert, but I can't see him getting past what I told him. Even Mom probably won't convince him. All I want is for him to know that I love and respect him and always have. Anything beyond that? Well, icing on the cake. But how can I... I considered calling Stan, but then I remembered Stan was one of the stumbling blocks with Dad. The fact that he knew that bit of information told me he'd been paying a lot more attention to my career than he let on. He knew who Stan was, which says he knew I was once part of his group. He knew about Stan's conviction, and I guess Dan let it drop we were living together. He assumes the worst. That's understandable. Many do. But Stan isn't the important one. It's me. So, I called my brother Dan.
Birch, so how did it go?
Disastrous, Dan. He knows more than I realized.
Yeah, sorry about that. I probably should have warned you. He asked about you in a recent call. I think it was his birthday or something, I forget. I simply mentioned that you were living close by with a former bandmate. He immediately jumped to Stan's name. Surprised me, too. Never came up again.
Dan, I've got to reach through that. This Dallas concert is the last chance to let him know that I love him.
I don't know, Birch. Maybe wait a year or two.
I don't have a year or two, Dan! He's dying!
What?
Yeah, that was my exact reaction when Mama told me. He has bone cancer, Dan. Could be years, could be months. They don't know. I've got to reach him now. I need ideas.
Okay, Birch, calm down. There is one thing and one thing only I can think of that would get through to him. The Air Force.
I don't understand.
Birch, I already told you that that was the biggest letdown in his life, you not following in his footsteps. But if he knows that it's not that you dislike the Air Force or him, you just had a greater passion for music, you might be able to reach him. I can help by showing him that I support you and we both support him.
Will that work?
Just you and me? Iffy. But if we can somehow get Dipper to come...
Dan, he's at the Academy. I can't pull him away for this.
You can't, no. But maybe I can.
Are you just going to spend all day reading the paper?
Better than spending it trying to ignore the pain in my back.
You need to do what your doctor said, Donald. Try to move as much as you can.
You don't have to tell me what the doctor said. Bunch of quacks anyway.
Donald, you don't believe that. You just think they should be able to wave a magic wand and make it all better.
Well, why can't they?
Don't you think if they could, they would? They don't want to see you in pain. That's why they're doctors. There are just some things they can't cure without your cooperation. And you haven't been cooperating.
When have I ever not cooperated, Elizabeth? I'd bend over backwards if I could solve half the problems in my life.
Would you, Donald? Would you really?
Yes. If I could clear up just one problem in my life with cooperation, I'd do it in an instant.
Good. In that case, we're going to Birch's concert tomorrow night.
What? I never said that.
You said you'd cooperate if it would clear up a problem. Your relationship with a second son is a problem, and...
I have no second son.
Donald Joseph Draper! You don't believe that any more than I do. You've been following his career ever since he went to Los Angeles. Don't think I didn't notice. You love your son. Yes, he hurt you, but you love him so much you could never forget him. You're just badly hurt. That's all.
Hurt, woman? Wouldn't you be hurt if your own flesh and blood rejected everything you ever wanted for him?
Oh, pish-posh, he didn't reject everything. He's too much like you. Had you never noticed? He loves you. He went out of his way to come see you. Doesn't that tell you anything?
Too much like me? I'm no pervert, Elizabeth.
Neither is he, Donald. He told me everything. Yes, it's hard to accept that he has those desires, but he doesn't want to have them. Unless he tried to tell you, he's never acted on them. He's working on eliminating them. He's even helping others get rid of theirs. Doesn't that say volumes about his character?
I never had any of those feelings for anyone but you, Elizabeth.
I believe you, Donald. Even though in all the years we've been together, you've never once said that you loved me.
Sure I did. I gave you flowers, right? I gave you a ring, didn't I? I married you, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And I've loved every moment we've been together. But did you ever once tell me the words, I love you?
I thought you knew.
I did know. But not everyone can read between the lines, Don. Your sons needed to hear it, but you never said it to them either.
Maybe if I had, they might have turned out better.
Too late for that now. But Birch loves you much more than you know. Can't you at least try to let him tell you that in his own way?
How?
Come to his concert. He's reserved 2 seats in the front row just for us. Give him a chance, Donald. He deserves at least that.
But my back?
The doctor said you need to move more. Do it for the exercise, if nothing else.
Very well. Only for you, Elizabeth.
There's the man I married. Now, the concert begins at 8, but they've asked us to be there 30 minutes early.
Mama and I talked several times after the 2-hour conversation in the car whenever I had a question or she remembered something about my dad's past that might help. Bit by bit, my understanding of my dad grew. If only I had seen this before. I had to make a few changes to the concert and add a couple of songs I wrote quickly for it, far from the best I've ever written, but I tried to put my entire heart in them. As usual, the band quickly picked up the first. I hired a few local musicians and bought them uniforms for this. Dan and Dips arrived on the same plane the following day. Apparently, Dan called the superintendent of the academy to get a couple of days' leave for Dips, something I know I'd never have been able to accomplish. Not sure how Dan managed it. We rehearsed the song several times to get the blocking right and give the local musicians an opportunity to play it a couple of times. Dan then changed into his dark blue uniform, which surprisingly still fit him. And Dips was already wearing his light blue uniform. I wore the camouflage shirt that I got known for while with the Beach Bears. I don't think I've ever been as nervous before a concert in my entire life. I got a text from Mama saying that they would both be there, thank God, and I made sure they were met and escorted to the reserved row in front. This was it. My last chance to reach out to my father and hopefully mend the years of hurt between us. I've been keeping a fatigue hat tucked under my keyboard the entire concert. I pulled it out and put it on. Here goes nothing. Thank you. We're going to end the concert tonight with 2 songs. Please forgive me if they sound rough. I wrote them only yesterday. You get the pleasure of hearing them for the very first time. Both of them are written for a man I've known my entire life, but really need to get to know again. My father, Donald Joseph Draper. I also had the pleasure of sharing the spotlight with his son and my brother, Daniel Simpson Draper. And his grandson, my brother's son, and my nephew, Dipper Donald Draper.
Son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A solid military man denied a simpler fate. He has always been a soldier from his first induction date. He learned to love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His steadfast means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through our very veins and his heart is in our soul. Our lives have been a poor attempt to imitate the man. We're just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's life was different from the moment of his birth. He traveled to Los Angeles, then all around the earth. And he's in West Virginia when he's not in some hotel, living out the life he chose and came to know so well. Thank you for our very lives and so many things we know. We thank you for the freedom when it came our time to go. We thank you for your kindness in the times when you got tough. And Papa, I don't think I said I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through our very veins and his heart is in our soul. Our lives have been a poor attempt to imitate the man. We're just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader of the band.
As the song ended, the three of us went to the front of the stage and saluted.